Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a beautiful day.
It's absolutely stunning.
In Hampstead Heath.
I'm on Hampstead Heath for the first time in ages.
Yeah, well, we normally come on the first of the month, but I don't know what happened this month. Maybe I was away.
I think
maybe
you were still ill. I was on holiday.
Right.
So
we missed it.
But this is a special time. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is absolutely glorious.
I noticed on the way here this morning, this is the time. See these kids going in here? These tots in the children's enclosure. It's their time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Little kids.
Lots of tots.
I've heard
spinning around.
Baby birds going and little kids going. And my wife's at school said, it's the time of year. It's outdoor lessons.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. There's lots of that on the walk from the station to where we meet. Just kids running around.
And yeah, yeah.
And just loving just. That was a thought I had, how much they just love playing. You don't have to prompt them to sort of race each other much.
No,
you know
they're fine, son.
Just count down 3, 2, 1, go, and then they just start springing off in various directions.
All in their little, you see these skeins of kids in their little caps.
Yeah.
They've obviously, they've been cornered and sun-creamed, and they're wearing their high-vis.
Yeah.
You know, grown-ups floating around them, but just that energy of this cloud of kids going...
They're having a lot of fun. And did you... how is your hand and stuff after that?
Oh, it's absolutely
that
fine.
Little fall.
Yeah, really no problem.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed it. I was thinking, why? It really was okay. I realise it's very simple, but it's pure momentum. We run slow at chatting pace.
Yeah.
When you fall over... You've literally got time to fall over.
Yeah.
I wasn't completely unhurt. But compared to when I fall over and I'm running on my own.
Right.
You know, I mean, I fell over and banged my elbow.
Yeah.
On last time we went out.
Right.
And last time I fell over and banged my elbow when I was running on my own, it was like a headlong dive. Let's go that way.
Yes.
And I had to check that my arm bone wasn't sticking out of my arm.
Yeah.
This is like, I think I've got a graze. And it's directly related to momentum. Magpie. That's what's so scary about running downhill over technical surfaces.
Oh my goodness, especially if quickly. Yes.
Yeah.
Those fell runners who compete like that. Yeah.
I remember stumbling on Dale Head years ago and thinking, I have to stay up.
Yeah.
I have to get my feet underneath my centre of balance. Yeah. It's that on my teeth.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen here. Yeah.
To me, it's just that sinking feeling when you know you've fallen again.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? It's just a kind of, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But do you know what? I was saying to Paul before we started running, we're dressed in nice... It feels like we're embracing the summer today.
Well, you're looking the most summer I've seen you in a long time.
Well, when I tried on my canary yellow top after the Brighton Marathon...
Is that a Brighton Marathon
it's
t-shirt?
It's the Brighton Marathon
t-shirt.
Right,
okay, fantastic.
And I thought, well, I'm not going to want that.
Yeah.
It's not my colour, you know.
Yeah.
And then I tried it on, I thought, it's actually really nice. And the day will come... When it's appropriate, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just getting ready to come out today. And I thought, this is it. This is the day.
Today is the day, yeah. Because those race T-shirts can be a bit tacky, can't they?
Yeah.
Like the Scarborough one is hilariously tacky.
I mean, I really take the choice because these days there is some sense of not doing it. You know, that you should say, I don't want a t-shirt, plant a tree or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm into that stuff. I don't want it if I don't need it. But on the other hand, if I'm going to wear it and use it for running, I'll say yes, and then it becomes one of my running tops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because all my, I think about 90% of my running tops are event tops.
Right.
But like you say, they've got to be right.
Yeah. Because there's nothing worse than not looking good.
But also, I've got a couple of tops like this. Like say, they're just, yeah, there's something almost, spiritual is too strong a word, but just opening your mind to other possibilities. They're just really sunny and really bright. And I would never wear them.
So it's a bit
I
of
mean,
a
I wear black.
It's a bit, that's what I mean. You normally wear black. It's a bit of a dare for you, isn't it?
Yeah, and it, yeah. But when you know, you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was saying, put it on, I started to feel open and creative.
Yeah. Reminds me of when I was a kid and used to run, like, the school, like, 1,500 metres, 3,000s. I used to have this sort of mesh red shorts, which were really light.
Yeah.
And a yellow T-shirt that was just little flowers everywhere. It was just just total flowers.
Yeah.
And bare feet. Like some kind of maverick kind of crazed 70s hippie, you know?
Yeah, just to say, like a really fast hippie.
Yeah, but totally unlike everyone else.
Yeah,
do you know,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just totally like, who is this kid, you know?
But I think it's important.
It's funny when you
it?
Look back on yourself, isn't it? And realise that you were a little bit
off other.
Whatever, yeah.
But also, I think it's so important and probably, you know, much more kind of, oh, I think I'll consider being off and other today once you're a grown up. But it is important to remind ourselves of the it's spiritual, left brain, creative aspect of running.
Yes.
You know, it's not it's not PE.
No, no. There's play. There's play elements, certainly.
I'm actually, get ready, you might need to sit down.
Go on then.
I'm considering getting a watch.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
But the reason...
Interesting.
I want to talk about it. I don't want to be a Luddite in a square.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. I'm very happy to know my splits, how far I went, how fast I'm going when I'm running.
Right.
And if it's going to measure my heart rate.
Yeah.
That's all well and good. The bit I don't really want is... There's a lot of talk these days about AI.
Right.
But I mean AI in the wider sense, like in the last few years. Basically, I don't want it to... I don't want my phone to suddenly become my coach.
Right.
I really don't want to hear my phone saying to me, oh, well done.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what you should do? So shut up.
Yeah.
My phone currently tells me to go to bed at 10:30.
You need to take it easy today.
I don't know how I set that up, but I absolutely hate it.
Yeah. And I'm in bed.
Yeah.
I go to bed at 9:57.
So I never go to bed at 10:30. I don't know how this happened. And the irritating thing, because it's not an accident, is it's really hard to turn that off.
Right.
And this is the technology, isn't it? Having your hand held to the modern world. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, I vary. It's very rare I run with a watch.
Except for these guys.
And I never run with a phone.
Ooh.
Look at me. It's all right. And I never run with a phone.
Oh, God.
So we sort of... But you always run with a phone, don't you?
Yeah, it's always in my pocket.
Yeah.
I didn't used to. When I started out, I had a music player.
Right.
And that was it. But once I wanted to find out how far I'd gone, I got to Runkeeper.
Yeah.
And now I know how far I went and how what kind of pace I was going.
Yeah.
But I still... And I'd like to know that, but I don't think about it when I'm out there.
Right.
And now I'm trying to... You know, and I have no... wish to radically change my running. I'm pleased with myself as a runner, not just in terms of all this hippie stuff, but also I don't think my pacing's disastrous.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of talk about going off too fast and stuff, but I feel like I'm certainly a more sophisticated runner than I used to be.
Yeah.
So what I'm really looking for is that vibe I get when there's a pacer and I tune into that and use it, but stay loose.
Right.
Like if there's a pacer at a park run or a pacer at the York Marathon. I just want to have that information.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to become... I can't bear the idea of... You know, things that I totally respect, like, I don't know, counting your steps. Or looking at your watch really often. Needing to look at your watch to regulate.
Yeah.
I still want kind of information that's there for me to take or leave.
Right.
And I really don't want to be thinking actively about how my steps work with my heartbeat and all that stuff.
Right.
It feels like dismantling something which is
really
fine mantled.
Yeah.
I prefer it mantled.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sort of at the stage where I'm just trying to... My only focus is running as easily as possible with minimum effect on my body, basically.
Yeah.
Just short steps, relaxed, see how I feel, no time at all.
How's your stomach?
It's a lot better, actually.
Yeah, good.
It's a lot better, which is lovely. Like I was thinking the park run for our 400th party, which we'll be talking about at Highbury Fields.
This is episode 399.
Wow. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah,
but that's going to be quite a big thing for me, just running fast for 5K and seeing how it feels, you know.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done that for a long time.
It's going to be difficult because you'll be surrounded by fans.
Chanting.
Yeah, and grabbing
at
the bottom of his shorts.
Yeah.
Push, Tonk, tell me, push, will you push
go
me?
Faster. So 399.
Yeah.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
When we started, I mean, we've actually done more because the first two, the recordings didn't work.
That's right, it took us a couple of months to get going. And also, we used to run before that, so it's lovely how far back it goes.
Yes. Who'd have thought it?
And it
Who'd have thunk it when we set off?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been great. But it is... We were tapping into it last time because of some specifics. But it's one of those things we were talking about whereby you think, oh, yeah, we do that. That's normal. And when you look at it, you think, but it's changed.
Yeah.
Everything's changed.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's life, really, isn't it? We're evolved to... look at it and think, this is stasis, this is the way things are.
Yeah.
As a way of coping with the fact that really everything's shifting and changing slightly all the time.
Yes.
Because that's...
Well, we've both changed hugely as runners, haven't we?
Yeah, completely.
And it's charted my sort of journey, ascension and descension up the sub-three mountain and down again, and now the kind of plodding, thinking about ultras, just enjoying it phase.
Yeah.
And you, the kind of...
Losing my innocence.
Yeah,
getting very strong.
The loss of innocence.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was at a different level because my whole first wave, which was great. Well, it was great because I found running and it was fast.
Yeah.
But there was also something kind of narrow about the whole thing. There's kind of no coincidence that finished as we started, because one of the great learnings of my life is running in company.
Right.
You know, first with you for several years.
Yeah.
And then since we've had guests, and also since I started running with my wife.
Yeah.
That's absolutely...
That's key to it.
It's exponential, the change that's led. From every level, you know.
Yeah.
Running with my wife was like free, positive counselling.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have anything wrong or anything, but the amount of processing of work and social stuff, and we were saying to each other, the great thing about doing it in a run is you're positive. You've got endorphins, you've got forward motion.
You're both facing the same direction.
Yeah. And that goes really deep, and it's the same, goes across the scale to running with someone you don't know that well, you know.
Yes.
And bonding. I mean, apart from anything else, like you say, both going over here, not sitting... looking at each other's faces. You chill out a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And something in it, like in the old days when we used to drive to gigs with comedians, and you come back thinking, I know that person better than I know my own brother.
Yeah.
And all we did was go to Plymouth.
Yeah. Quite confrontational.
But then at another level, completely different but entirely connected level, chat running, it's just made me... much more physically stronger, found other gears.
Yes.
You know, and...
Made you a bit looser with it, maybe.
Probably made it possible to be something like as fast as I used to be.
Yeah.
By making it clear to me that you don't have to run fast all the time to be fast.
Different paces exist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Wow.
Aren't we lucky?
Woo!
Lush.
I run from my wife quite a lot.
So you've learnt a lot less than me.
I run after and from her. We do chats. We have same chats, but it seems to be when she comes back from work for 10, 15 minutes and has a decompression chat with me.
Yeah.
While she smokes and has a beer.
Well, hey, that
so
works
slightly
too.
Less healthy.
The amount of time.
But yeah.
Me and Jidder aren't as often that as you think.
Yeah.
At the moment we're doing that thing where we both make absolutely sure we're kind of in the house ready to do our yoga at 6 on the dot.
Right.
And then there we are at 6:15 talking, telling each other what we did. Oh no, we appear to be drinking gin. Okay, yoga's off. So, you know, these are all good pro.
Yes.
Good techniques for
the
downloading.
The map is not the territory.
That's right.
Yes, so we're running past Kenwood House now.
And I mean, you say we like to come here every month, but we were running for literally years before we came around here.
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing how little we knew of the overground and how it's what shape it gives London for us. But
yeah.
I think that's partly because it does show our age. But that's because the overground became brilliant in 2012.
Right.
So, you know, that's new information. I mean, 2012, that's just 11 years ago.
So we started this in, was it 1971?
That's right.
Was that the first one?
Yeah, I was in the womb. And you were touring. You were doing
well,
the
in many
first
ways we did start
Edinburgh Fringe.
In many ways we did start when you were born.
That's right.
So we've been going to, is it what, 2016?
Yeah, it's going to be 7 or 8 years. So let's say right. 2016, yeah.
I mean, there's ways of working that out, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's about 8 years, isn't it? The thing is, it's 400 episodes. It's 4 times 50, 52 a year. We've done some extra ones.
So nearly 8 years.
We started in spring. It's now summer. You know.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
And what a time it's been. I mean, this really is an incredible, what's the word, die rope to something steady and normal in a time that has been a huge time of change at every level.
Well, yeah, the great awfulness was a struggle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To keep it going.
And the podcast was really key.
Yeah.
And it was key to our relationship, I'd say, working and running.
Yeah.
Because you said, well, we should do it every week. And
right.
then... And then I facilitated that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's who we both were. Do you know what I mean? You said, this is what we should do.
Yeah.
And then probably went off and thought about other equally or even more important stuff. And I considered it.
And you made it happen.
It's like you'd written it on the hard drive. And like Robocop.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me to record the podcast.
We will do this every week.
Every week.
Every week.
We will do this.
Every week. I'm not a complicated man.
But I think the pandemic was more positive for your running than it was for mine.
Yeah, I think maybe it was useful for yours in that you needed a hiatus. But
maybe.
I think between injury and the long search for forward motion after your sub-3 and writing your book, I don't know, you know, I was trying to find a silver lining on it.
Well, no, I think it just really... I think I struggled with a lot of it, and the running was my saviour as well. I mean, it absolutely was my salvation.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of drinking and overeating and being down and lack of focus and, you know, there was...
Momentum, direction.
Yeah.
The search for.
Yeah. I think it's sort of...
But also, I think that
just
in that...
Just brought lots of different things to different people in different
exactly.
ways.
Exactly, and I think that one of the reasons I had a good lockdown for lots of specific reasons, like control and realising I liked my time myself.
Yeah.
Running was really good.
Yeah.
But equally, it's worth noting that in that time when you were getting your sub-3 and writing your book, you know, I got quite badly injured, which knocked my running right back.
Right, yeah.
I was genuinely depressed. About things going on in the world.
Right.
And I had some profoundly challenging stuff going on in my personal life.
Yeah.
The drama, you know, 2017 from 2017 to for like a couple of years, life was pretty awful, really.
Yeah.
You know, me and Julia were like, whoa, just sort of battered by the storm.
Yeah.
And so, again, in that time... Running commentary was a was the anchor, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all, it all comes in waves.
It does come in waves.
And the other thing about it is everything goes from the top to the bottom, you know, whether it's the baby chicks or the baby humans, whether it's you saying, I don't know, I'm not very comfortable with what I'm doing with my life today, or I'm not very comfortable with the global lockdown, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mine, I was just thinking that thing about how if you set me off, that's all I'll do. And that's true of running, you know, like I was saying the other day, if I run off at 8 minute miles, then I'll keep doing that until I'm so tired I can't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I won't think about it at all.
Yeah.
And it's just the same. It's just a psychological thing. Because the same if you say to me, let's make a podcast every week.
Yeah.
I'll do that until I die.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something actually physically stops me, like a brick wall.
I think with me in the lockdown, it was just like, because of how I was brought up, and now, you know, I'm past that, just hate being told what to do.
Yeah.
I hate being kept in. Yep. Do you know what I mean? Because I was kept in a lot as a kid against my will.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not going to go on about it. It's over now. Fantastic. But it's kind of... That's what I mean about it triggers different people in different ways.
Yeah, that's right.
That wasn't... I cannot see that as liberation.
Yeah, because the funny thing is, I also, as discussed, I hate being told what to do.
Yeah.
But that's not... That was not what I took from it.
Yeah, yeah.
I found a freedom in it, which is it's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, it's... I'm feeling in a really good space with everything now, so...
Yeah, and I don't want to watch...
I mean, really living my running.
That tells me... That gives me notes.
Yeah, yeah.
I want... See, that's nice, isn't it?
That annoys me.
Yeah.
Because I think the owner's not bothered.
Oh, no, actually, she's fine. Come back, is she?
She's fine.
She got the bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
We've just come out. There's a nice moment there. I feel like we ended the chapter because we just came out of the sunshine into the dappled woods.
We just came out of the pandemic.
Just came out of
and
it
now
into
we're
this.
Blinking into the light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
and now we're very much. I know it doesn't look like it, but I am very much aiming for Yorkshire at this moment.
Yeah, well...
But I'm just taking it
slow. These are the two
slow. It's a couple of months
things,
to get my head around
it's
and my body around regular running.
Yeah. Episode, and it's 16 weeks to the marathon.
Yeah. Regular running, next couple of months getting up to 35, 40 miles a week.
Yep.
And then I've got a two-month... And that is obviously part of a block, but then 2 months bringing in a bit, the idea of a bit of pace.
Yeah.
And it's long runs and getting a bit more directed.
And it's okay because... We do run and we are fit.
Yeah.
You know, it's important. You could maybe skew your training by thinking, I've got to train when you're already some percentage ready.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, we talked, funny enough, we had this conversation.
I'm not starting for nothing, yeah.
We thought this was the conversation in the first ever episode, the ones we lost, because we went on that cruise, didn't we?
Oh yeah.
And we were like, we kept talking about the training for the training.
Yeah.
Because the original idea of this was that we'd run... The 4 months of the London Marathon, and that would give us something to talk about. And after that, we'd We'd be so tired of our own voices, we wouldn't share our opinions on, like, mundane.
At one stage, they were concerned that they were going to be boring. The evidence is in. They will never shut up.
Yeah.
Proposition proves beyond reasonable doubt. Well, they don't seem to care. Seem to be chatting on regardless.
So where we are again. We've just finished the training marathon. For the training.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting because there's a bit of, again, looking for the old similarities and differences here, that you're saying get the mileage up gently, look at a bit of speed, but later on.
Yeah.
I was daydreaming the other day and thinking, I don't want to go too hard on distance.
Yeah.
Well,
you sort of don't need to, do you, really?
No, and I've done a lot of that. I mean, I came out of lockdown doing 30 miles a week and then realising that I sort of added a natural taper wave into it.
Right.
So I build up to a 50, then drop back down, have a week off.
Right.
Build back up again. Often messing around with that because of holidays and events and everything. But just the sense of building up and dropping down, building up and dropping down as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
But now, I want to kind of slightly reframe that this summer so that when I do run the marathon, that's the furthest I've run in a while.
Yeah.
So from here, I will get longer and longer. But like when I get to the Great North Run, I want that to feel like, okay, this is a distance, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to do, again, I'll do a couple of long training ones. I think I'd be much happier if I do like 22 rather than 20 and twice rather than once.
Yes.
But in this next 4 months, I'll only do that in September.
Yeah.
Because like you say, I could go out tomorrow.
You could ramp it,
I was thinking about it because near the end of my...
You could do 17 tomorrow, 17, 18
tomorrow.
Yeah, and
it's my Mars for Refugees.
Yes.
It's about half a marathon away.
Right.
You know, so I could just go and get it now.
Yeah.
But it's better to just... Yeah, the same thing for both of us. We're going to keep running and gradually build up strength and speed.
Yeah, it's those long runs are key to marathon training, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you're looking for
absolutely. They're temples.
Anything like a time or those runs between 18 and 22, they're pretty crucial.
Yes.
Not to be dodged.
No, and I think for me...
But it's different for you because you've been running, you've had ultras, you've had...
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm bringing back speed. See, when I get to 10 miles, 13, 16 in the training schedule... I'm going to want to go out and do them at the pace I want to run the marathon.
Right, okay, well, that's really difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're tough. All right, mate.
Because it's that, I know better nearer the time, it's that finding out how fast I can be at this stage.
Yeah.
You know, just holding up the idea of 200-minute man.
Well, you'll find a lot when you do the Great North Run.
Yeah. And the most challenging thought of all, which is this 10K I'm doing, I don't know if you remember, it's in the evening.
What?
This is the end.
Impossible.
I can't.
There's got to be.
Can't.
There's got to be a book in that. The day I ran in the evening. Chapter one. I wake up at 10 and I'm not running. I'm not running
what
now.
The hell? I go to a restaurant and eat a large, large lunch.
Our golden hour is 10 a.m., isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
That's when we tend to meet.
When you say golden hour, you mean like in a Simon Bates way? Yeah. Me and you with this view.
Oh, to Grandma Pat Phillips from Leo and Cairo.
Oh. Wait, I'm trying to get a picture of him.
Yeah.
Come back to me. Where are we? Yeah. Oh, there's too much sun anyway.
Hunks in the forest. Who are those hunks? Tough metal hunks in the forest. Training for a fall marathon.
Just making noises.
Took a fall.
You said how was I off my fall?
Yeah.
You know, I'm circling around ideas for another book, and I've got I basically got two.
Right.
And without digging too deep into what they are, one of my ideas is how to fall.
Yes.
And the other one is who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone.
Right.
And they're both kind of memoirs.
Yeah.
And at that level, I really need to find something, some essential truth in them that makes them interesting to people who don't really care what I did in my life.
Well, it's funny when you mention that falling thing, because you used to film yourself falling over, didn't you?
That's right.
Quite regularly.
It's like the beginning of my comedy career was falling over. And there's a really interesting spiritual shift from falling over deliberately as a validation-seeking clown to falling over by accident because I'm running and not seeking validation anymore.
Right, yeah.
But again, that's really more of a passage than a chapter, but there are some ideas I've had around this, and I think I might, just today when I put on my creative yellow top, I thought, I think I've got an idea. So I'm probably killing it by saying it to you, but
No.
I'm going to see if I can turn it into something. I think I might finally have a path to follow post-running tracks to a book that's got to do three things. You know, it's got to be the book I want to write. It's got to be a sequel to Running Tracks.
Yeah.
And it's got to be something people want to read.
Yeah. I mean, a book you want to write is crucial, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the why, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same as the big runs.
Yeah.
Which seems obvious when you're talking about it, but it's amazing how you can wander into that.
Well, it's amazing how, because it's taken me a while to get the picture of my second book.
Yeah.
And it's starting to, I'm starting to get there now.
Yeah.
But it's not to be rushed, because the formula of first book, really strong because you really want to write about it.
Yeah.
Second book, what's he on about? It's pretty well established, isn't it?
It's a couple of things, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
It's films, like, sequelitis. You see these sequels, they're full of amazing ideas, but they're all over the place.
Yeah.
Frozen 2.
Yes.
And also with bands, difficult second album syndrome.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
No matter how tight and simple your album or your novel are, you've still spent your whole life getting to that point.
Yes.
And everything you ever did is in it, whether you meant it to be or not.
Yeah, it's that thing of like, everyone's got a book in them, and I absolutely agree with that sentiment.
I've got two.
But who's
I've
got
been,
two?
I've been do you know? Fits. I can't.
Is it an act of arrogance to assume you've got two, you know?
I mean, if you've got a book in you, maybe reason. That's why you've had a tummy ache.
Yeah. But, I feel there's a second surge coming slowly.
No, and it's nice to hear you working with it, because I always, I'm envious.
Well, it's no coincidence that it's been a slow process, because it's going to be about running slower. So the book, the form and content's pretty well melded.
Still getting fit enough to get to the marathon to Saab.
Yeah. In loving memory of Muriel Juniper, her artist, 1906 to 2000.
Oh, 94.
94 years.
I wonder if she lived in the Vale of Health. We've just come round the Vale of Health.
Bless her.
Yeah.
Bless her.
I mean, who said goodbye to some people since we started out, haven't we?
Yes, we have indeed.
And it's that's another key part of getting older.
Yeah.
Sometimes reading Alan Rickman's book, I can't work out whether it's... you feel like he's incredibly unlucky, because it feels like everyone he knows is always popping off. But actually, I think it's because he's a really gregarious, connected person.
Yes.
He is slightly older.
Yeah.
And he's also worked with all different people of all different ages.
Right.
That sort of like creates this kind of clustering of older people and drama and...
I'm just pulling my shorts over just because I've got... Can you just pull my zip over just because I've got my bank card in there?
Oh.
I'm going to carry this.
Oh,
I think it's
goodness.
Fine to carry. Is that possible?
Been to Hampstead Heath all these times. Yeah. You've never done this stuff before. Not since that cruise. It wasn't that kind of cruise. Yeah, your zip is a bit wedged.
Is it broken?
It's just catching on the thread. You better cut. You don't want to lose. There you go. That's
brilliant.
Completely closed.
Thank you.
Just making sure Paul doesn't lose his card on the Heath. Although that would be great content.
So that's... That's what we do, isn't it, in this podcast? We help each other.
Yeah.
We help each other and we help other people.
Yeah. Yeah,
I see it as a hub for help.
Yeah. We're one of those things. Yeah. We're influencers.
We're positive.
Isn't it funny though, in all seriousness, we're so old and cynical and often, you know, just plain wrong. And it's just really funny.
The concept of us helping people.
Which is probably, we probably do help people. I mean, again, we're a bit more used to it now, but it's just crazy when people say, thanks very much, you really helped me with the
training.
Well,
it's great when people reach out, you know.
We love it. We really do.
It is great when we reach out. Yeah.
But in this world, on the internet and everything, people come to us and say, you know, I mean, I think that we're talking about this being 16 weeks out from the Yorkshire Marathon. I think we'll be seeing a lot of friends up there. I think people are inspired to join us.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah. But then that's the whole point, that we are another take.
It's lovely.
If we were trying really hard to help people, we'd be a lot less, it'd be a lot less useful. They can get that help anywhere.
It gets a bit... quickly descends into earnestness, isn't it? I mean, it's like, I think we're... I always come down to... Because I'm considering an offshoot to the second book.
Yeah.
Just as kind of sort of running for dummies, sort of almost like a Christmas gift book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of just like taking... Of just like having fun with running, of how simple it is. Because it's massively overcomplicated.
Yeah.
And just like... Just a foolproof guide to running. You're
I think we all know what the headline advice is.
Yeah, if you want to go quicker, run faster. Sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that kind of thing, you know, face running the same direction as everyone else when you're running a race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so funny to say that. I just wanted to say to you, coming up this hill, hey, sorry. So,
she fancied us.
I turned around to tell Paul a story, and I turned around and there's... woman running the other way stopped, thought I wanted to talk to her, and she was happy to talk to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She fancied us.
Stop it.
It happened. I think she's stalking us by running off.
I think she's sulky. Anyway, we're just coming down the hill that's at the beginning of Hampstead Heath Park Run.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was really late for it once, and I ran up towards the start line from the opposite direction, and everyone's waiting to start, like
that's
facing
so
me,
funny.
Looking at me as if to say... Going the wrong way, mate. What is he finishing?
Who's this idiot?
And it is, there's a metaphor in there, isn't it? Yeah. It's funny when you run in the park.
When the gun goes set off.
Yeah. Running in. We have to remember that people do run different ways at different times.
Yes.
You're out there and you see someone going the other way. You think, what are you doing going that way?
Yeah.
Why are you running that way?
So yeah, that's an idea.
Yeah.
I've had. Isn't it beautiful? It feels like.
France.
It's at that stage where my garden's a bit like that at the moment, because we're sort of, like, everything's overgrowing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been an incredible...
It's beautiful. It's an amazing
year,
sort of nature
last couple
phase.
Of years, there was a... Talking of lockdown, you know, lockdown had a very, very green spring, that spectacular weeks in April.
It did, yeah.
And this year... There wasn't that much of that. But the second half of the growing season, basically May into June, just incredible.
Yeah.
When we went to Wales, I've never seen Mayflower and a hawthorn like that before in my life. The hawthorns all looked like it had been snowing, like heavy with this kind of white.
What does hawthorn look like?
They're like spiky little
white
trees.
Right.
White flowers, sometimes with a kind of pink hint within the flower.
Yeah, okay.
You get them along old dry stone walls and stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And but it's not just those, it's that time of year when the main things you see are green leaves like these. The white flowers.
The holly
like
and the ivy.
No, that's wrong.
And they are blue.
That's Christmas song. Can't sing a Christmas song. It's bad luck. I'm going to fall over again. Stop it. But, you know, so things like dog daisies, little white flowers, anything, sometimes different colours, but huge amounts of greenery with dustings of white. And, this year, this summer, it's incredible. I said it yesterday when I was out with my wife and son. I said, it's throbbing with it. And they said, that's not the word drop. That's
it's
not,
pulsing with it.
That's not too throb.
It's erect. No, it's swelling.
Turgid.
It's swelling.
No.
Yeah.
He's off again. So the heath is pretty turgid today.
Yeah. Pulsating.
Yeah.
Tumescent. Can we say that?
No. No, we can't say that. Thank goodness I zipped you up.
Ooh. Well, that was completely involentary.
Talking of running comedy memories, where we are right now, I remember being slightly uphill from us on the left, and you were here.
Yeah.
And you'd nipped off into the bushes, as you do.
Yeah.
And I was just waiting.
For an
and you were outside. He's good at this. He disappears.
Yeah.
But then...
Stealth.
Somewhere in between us...
Stealth bomber.
There's a woman. It could have been this woman over here with the dog. And then the dog goes away.
Venturing into the area.
The dog in the bushes going... Rum, rum, rum. Yeah, what are you doing? Come back.
Drop the kids off. He's talking to us in the woods. It's a man in the woods. He's in the wrong place. It's disgusting.
That's my game.
Let's hope you brought your little bag.
Well, I feel... It's weird, and off, I don't want to hex it, but I mentioned it a little bit last week, and I don't know if it's linked to the TM stuff and the changing working relationship. That's business.
Transcendental meditation.
Yes. I'm sort of, my stomach feels a bit better.
Yeah.
I'm just eating things that aggravate my stomach less. I'm just trying to be nicer to myself.
Yeah, that's good. Be kind.
Rather than locking myself into a cycle of... Locking myself in a cycle of get drunk, feel bad, eat something that makes my stomach feel bad, blah. Do you know what I mean? Just locking yourself into these sort of cycles of explosion and retention or whatever.
Yeah, and sometimes...
Just try to chill out a bit
more. Recognise it, but at some future point when you think, oh, I'm not doing that as well as I thought I was, that's okay.
Absolutely.
It's a work in progress, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It makes you think of what it is to get... Everybody used to get so bogged down online.
It's all process.
Rowing with people. And
yeah, it's all process.
Yeah,
you're doing really well, you idiot. Yeah.
I mean, we're actually at our wisest when we're just making noises. And here's a selection of some noises from running commentary down the years.
Doing really well.
And that accent there, that one we try and avoid. People find it offensive.
We both slip in at the same time.
Can't help
it. Thought we've had enough complaints about that.
This is a nice soft bit, isn't it?
It's lovely. They've wood chipped this bit.
Right.
And we're going across it when it was brand new. It was ridiculous. It was like something of a game show.
Yeah.
Really squidgy and it smelled like Christmas. Don't start.
It's about, I'll tell you what, this year is galloping away, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although it's not the right way of perceiving it, some kind of out of control horse, but it feels like it's...
Well, summer's funny, isn't it? It's so stupid because you all expect it, you all want it. And then when it arrives, you still find yourself thinking, oh, this is a bit like what summer's going to be like. It's like, no.
This is summer.
This is summer. Longest day of the year is in about a week.
Yeah.
Summer's something to look forward to. And I'm just going over here. This
early bit is often
the best.
The best.
Here we go. I'm going to climb this tree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go for it.
Because I'm 50 and that's
He's
not going to stop me.
Road.
Running up the
hill, no problem.
It's going to be easy. It's because we do this kind of thing for fun.
He's climbing
it's gonna
the
be
tree,
fun.
The tree of life.
Three,
He's
two,
not running
one.
With his wife. He's climbing the tree of life.
My hands are quite sweaty.
To the marathon, his hands are quite sweaty.
Oh.
You forget he's Ta-da. Climbed the tree. Well done, mate. That was great.
You coming up?
No.
Under
he
my bottom,
the tree.
There's some graffiti that
Trees
says...
on his bottom.
Nancy.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. He sat on a Nazi.
Nancy.
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 Nancy. I thought he said Nazi. He sat on a Nazi. Nancy.
I really didn't want to open that can of worms.
He's on the tree.
After 400 episodes, it's time to... Etc.
He's lying down.
He's coming down the tree.
He's coming down the... It's the same way as he went up.
No problem.
No problem.
Did you
say... Didn't me. Yeah.
Didn't hurt me.
Didn't hurt me.
Could have bit a bit of
lies. Yeah, you've done really well. Do you enjoy it?
What, climb that tree there?
Yeah.
I think it's a bit sort of fake, isn't it? It's like I do it on principle because I used to do it when I was young. When I was young, I enjoyed it. Now I'm just doing it to say, see?
To say, I can still,
I still do it.
Yeah.
But equally,
it's important to...
It's that pressure of time. I'm thinking, he's just waiting for us to carry on running.
No. I'm happy to watch you climb the tree. Absolutely.
That's good. I mean, it's good content, isn't it? It's good content.
Content. That's how I like to see us, Rob. Content providers.
But going back to what
you
were saying about the years just sliding away.
Yeah.
It's amazing how to this day... on the kind of spreadsheet in my mind.
Yeah.
I don't really make the September connection. I really got to tell myself that a autumn marathon is any, honestly, it doesn't matter if it's 15, 16 weeks, like any finite amount of time away.
Yeah.
It's like that diary doesn't start till September the 1st.
Right.
And from here, as far as I'm concerned, it's just in the future.
Yeah.
It's just sort in of, the future.
It's like traditionally,
you know, back in the day, when you're a club back in the day when you're a club runner, like, wearing stupid clothes,
wearing that on your feet, just running cross countries and that.
Just up like a flower.
Yeah. Your races were like 20p entry. But you'd see an autumn marathon would be great because track runners would do all 10Ks on the track, get really quick over the summer.
Yeah.
Then just a few long runs and then just have an autumn marathon. It's traditionally, autumn marathons used to be quicker than the spring marathons.
Yeah.
For that reason, you know.
And track runners running on the track all through the summer holidays. I mean, that's because you're a proper sportsman. You've been in the world of people who, you know, see if they get fast enough to go to the Olympics, for goodness sake.
Yeah. But, I mean, I remember,
we just went across the top of the hill without any blooming, we didn't even acknowledge it.
We didn't even bother with it.
You stay there, I'll get you in the
forecast. That says a lot, doesn't it?
It doesn't. Is it good or bad?
No, I think it's good.
I think it's good.
I think it's good.
It's the confidence that
we're running over this.
It's our place and that we'll be back again.
No problem. Yeah, summer get faster because your body's warmer and it's just, you've got all that strength from the winter.
Yep.
And then hold on, and then autumn marathon.
Yeah, okay.
Which makes me think that you might end up, you could surprise yourself.
Yeah.
Well, this is nice, isn't it?
You know, part of me
this is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, this is that bit that was closed. And it's funny you just saying, as we...
glorious.
And there's the track, which is my... I mean, for me, you get that is the track. You know, I've run in tracks when I was a kid, but it didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
And I've done that lovely
Dudley tracks.
Dudley Park run that starts and ends on the track. It's fantastic. But that's kind of playing a great trick because you never run a lap of the track.
Right.
You just get that feel for the track.
Yeah.
Which gives you a start and finish.
Yeah.
And then there's as well. The blooming Golden Stag Mile. What an incredible... That was an evening, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
But the only time I've had, like, you know, this track, Parliament Hill Fields... That's it. That's track running for me.
Yeah. Well, they're
even
actually...
Then you said, Jesus, Rob, you went off much too fast.
they're actually relaying the track this autumn. There's going to be a new track on there by next year, which is quite a big redevelopment.
And they're inviting us to the party.
To the launch, I'm the fastest runner I ever run on it.
So where are you?
Yeah. Wow. Imagine if that was true.
And here he comes. It's not that impressive.
Still got it.
Sort of. Where are all the others?
Hey up.
Hello, mate.
Lurcher. Good to see you.
Winnie Yammers. Nice. Good luck, out of the cup. Lurcher.
Just nice to see you.
Good, you guess. Good.
So, it's funny coming across Hampstead Heath because it's so beautiful, this long grass. And on a day like today, you look across the long grass and you just suddenly realise there's various people just kind of...
Just lounging.
Just kind of lying in it.
Just lying in the grass.
Because it's so massive here. Like, if we were on, I don't know, Clapham Common or in Clissold Park, you think, oh, there's people dotted around.
Yeah.
But here, it's like they've just
been
sprinkled from the sky.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We've only trodden on a few people. Sorry.
And there's the kids there.
Yeah.
The
sports day.
Babbling kids.
They got a gazebo out. Hey, gazebo.
Gazebo.
Right, so this is it, guys.
Yes.
We're going to do a shout out and make a video and stuff. But
shout
you're
out.
Listening to this now.
Shout out.
This is episode 399.
So what does that
we're
mean?
We're about
that
3 weeks into June.
That means the next episode is...
Next episode is...
400.
Do you know why we've made 400 episodes of this podcast, Paul?
Why?
Because
we're tough matters.
Once a week.
Could have got to 212 and said that's it.
Other people have several seasons.
Some people do it monthly. But we're tough matters.
We just keep coming.
If we record it on a Tuesday and it doesn't work, you know what we do? We meet on a Wednesday. We record it then.
It's
if that doesn't
weakness.
Work, we do it on a Thursday. That's
it's
happened
not
a couple
a
of
lack
times.
Of imagination. It's strength. We're
tough matters.
Oh,
hey, my barbaric yop. So we've done one a week since time began.
Yeah, and we're going to do it for the next 8 years as well.
Yes.
So yeah, next week, 20th, this episode you're listening to, if you're listening to it fresh, 399.
Yeah.
So next week, the last episode of June.
Some people jump in at 370, go right to the beginning.
No!
Because of the early stuff.
They hear us repeat ourselves for years. And repeat ourselves for years. And so...
We're having a party. We're having a meeting. Party.
We're going to meet
yeah.
on Highbury Field in North London. Yeah. Sorry if you live a long way from here.
Yeah.
And come to the park on. And weather permitting, we are going to hang out on Highbury Field.
Going to have a gazebo.
A good old chat.
Are we going to do...
What's interesting is I note that you're, I think, not... I'm going to be doing a chatty park run because it's a return to park run. You're going to try
yeah,
and run.
Yeah, I'm going to try and run. I'm going to try and run fast, but that'll make the chat better afterwards.
Yeah.
I might try and get my wife to sort of cook, bake some stuff.
Ah,
like you know.
Well, you're not going to do it yourself.
No.
Yeah. Perhaps you can find a woman to do those jobs. You listen to him. It's 2023.
I'll have an 80s tent, and Rob will be in 2023.
1880s.
Get cooking because we've got a party. Rob's ringing gazebo. See, if it was a dinner do, I'd do Papa's Bolognese, but it wouldn't be right.
Oh,
it wouldn't be right for breakfast.
Oh, God. So, let's hope the weather's good and keep in touch about that. We'll see you
July
online. We'll be pushing it. It's
the
Saturday,
first.
July the 1st, Highbury Field.
And then obviously, 9 a.m. part run.
And then
gazebo,
after that.
Chat. Chat, laugh.
I think we've been too much focus on this gazebo.
Warmed, incredible gazebo.
What a gazebo.
Biscuits available.
We'll be
leading
some
Rachel.
Stretching and some warm down. We're not. We're
warm
not
down.
Do
warm down yoga.
I'm going to do some baking.
Cage fighting.
Point.
Cage fighting. Champagne.
Up. Since there's no women on the podcast, I'll be the feminist.
VIP post-part run massage. Self-massage.
No cresting. No cresting. I don't want to hear about the cresting.
Join us. It'd be good fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know it's like, oh, it's North London. That's where we live.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically it.
And we're going to keep coming to Parkruns and tell you when we're there, so we'll see you there as well. I see you in Birmingham, but I've already been to Birmingham by the time you hear this, so maybe I saw you there.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
To see you.
Nice. Did you do well? Well.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.